roommates settled into their new place.
The two of you needed a refrigerator. His girlfriend gave you a refrigerator, an old refrigerator.
But this fight chilled their friendship.
The refrigerator was to be given to me.
I have Facebook messages that she gave the refrigerator to me.
He thought the refrigerator was his. You thought the refrigerator was yours. So what you did was call the police.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Talina Apodaca is suing her ex-roommate, Brian Ellis, for money owed for groceries, rent, and the cost to repair her refrigerator.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 203 on the calendar in the matter of Apodaca versus Ellis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, ladies.
Ms. Apodaca, the defendant was a close friend.
Yeah, he was my best friend.
A platonic friend of yours for a very long time. He had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. At some point, the two of you decided to rent an apartment together, and he was to pay his part of the rent, and you were to pay your part of the rent. When did you move into this apartment with him?
On August 1st, 2013.
Now, at the time you moved into the apartment, did it have a refrigerator?
No.
So the two of you needed a refrigerator.
Correct.
His girlfriend gave you a refrigerator, an old refrigerator.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am.
And then there's some sort of a government program that if you trade in an old refrigerator that probably uses a lot of electricity, they'll give you a new refrigerator.
That's correct.
That's a pretty good deal.
Not bad.
Now, you were eligible for that program.
That's right.
How come you were eligible for that program?
Because I get low income. I'm on Social Security.
So you were eligible for the program.
Okay.
So you signed up for it and took his girlfriend's refrigerator and got a brand new refrigerator.
Yes.
Then you had an argument, the two of you, and it is your claim that he took your refrigerator.
That's right.
And returned it ultimately damaged because the police told him to return it because it was in your name because that's how you got it for free.
Yes.
But it was his girlfriend's refrigerator and you paid no money for it.
That's right. But she gave us the refrigerator.
Us. Us. That's what you say. And here you say me. He says it was my refrigerator. My girlfriend gave it to me to use in the apartment that we were sharing when you threw me out of the apartment. Because he says you threw him out of the apartment. I took my refrigerator with me. You didn't pay any money for it. The only one who paid money for it was his girlfriend, I assume.
I have Facebook messages that she gave the refrigerator to me.
To you, alone?
Yes, and my
son. I'd like to see it.
I was not aware of these messages, and the conversation was in person between me and my ex that the refrigerator was to be given to me.
Just a second. When did she stop being your girlfriend?
We were never really technically boyfriend and girlfriend,
but... All I want to know is, when this woman, Reyna, when did she stop being your girlfriend?
We were together for around, 2 months or so.
2 months?
Yeah.
So this was just written?
Yeah,
This was just written? And when did you move out of the apartment?
The end of June this year.
And you were no longer with the girlfriend?
No, we broke up several months before that.
Right. So, what do you want him to do about the refrigerator?
I want him to pay for the repairs that I had to pay for to the refrigerator and all the food that was wasted.
He took the refrigerator because he thought it belonged to him. I'm not so sure it didn't.
I have pictures of the damages that he did to the fridge.
He took the refrigerator with him because he thought it was his. And you were at home when he took it.
I was home.
Yes.
Yes.
You were at home when he took
it. And I called the police and I made a police report.
Yes, and you said he took my refrigerator.
Yeah, because she gave it to me and my son.
No, that's what it says. Listen to me. That's what after she broke up with him and you reached out to
her. She gave us the
refrigerator. Listen to me. In what month and year did she give you the refrigerator?
The week when we moved in.
In 2013?
Yes.
Well, this was written in 2014. They hadn't been together for a very long time, whether it was good terms or bad terms. But he thought the refrigerator was his. You thought the refrigerator was yours. So what you did was call the police. You could have come to court and said, listen, this is my refrigerator. A judge would have decided, and I will tell you right now, I probably wouldn't have decided it was your refrigerator, because the only thing that you did with the refrigerator is sign your name and get a free one from something that his girlfriend at the time gave to him.
She gave it to both of us.
Well, now you say she gave it to both of you, but in here you got her to say, I gave it to you and your boy.
No, but she gave it to us to use hers, and then once I... She gave the refrigerator hers to me and him so that we could use hers. That one was going out. So I asked her, is it okay if I call Edison and change it to get a new one? And
she said yes. What did she say? She gave you the refrigerator. She said, I have an old refrigerator. I'm not using it. I'm getting a new refrigerator. You want the old one? You can have it. Is that the way it went?
She didn't get a new refrigerator.
Is that you?
This is Raina.
Oh, come. Let's get it right from you. I want you to tell me when you broke up with him.
I would say October.
October of 2013. And before they moved in together, how long did you know her?
3 years.
Now, I want you to tell me the conversation, if you remember the conversation in 2013, when your old refrigerator found its way into their apartment.
Yes, I do.
Look here.
Okay. Yes, I do, Your Honor. When I let them use the refrigerator first, because I thought I was going to need it, okay, because I was working on getting my own place. So I told them, you can use it meanwhile, but I might need it. And they said, okay. So they were using it, and I told them about maybe a week later, well, you know what? I said, I'm not going to need it after all. I have another one that somebody gave to me. So they said, okay. Then they started telling me that it was going out, that she was worried that it was just going ahead and break down and her food was going to get ruined. So I told her, I said, well, there is this thing where you can call Edison and you can turn that one in and get a new one. And I told her, you
know
what?
Is that what you did?
Huh?
Huh?
What? No, I heard about it. I didn't do it, but I heard about it. So I told her about it. You can trade it in and get a new one as long as you qualify. And I told her, you should qualify, you're low income. So she said, okay, let me call.
Now, who reached out to whom in June of this year about the refrigerator?
She asked me on Facebook if I gave her the refrigerator, and I said, yes, I did, because you have a child in the home.
Oh, I don't believe that. Because at the time that that happened, he was your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Yes. And he stopped being your boyfriend after a couple of months. Yes?
Yes.
And how did that happen? Did you decide you had had enough of him, or did he decide he had had enough of you? Did he find that you were seeing someone else? Did you find that he was seeing someone else?
We both just went our separate ways.
Is that what happened?
No.
You want to tell me what happened?
She was acting like she was my girlfriend. Like I said, we weren't actually together. We were just friends with benefits. And when I told her that, look, we're not together, you need to quit acting like that, that's when she and I split up.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's right, because I wasn't his girlfriend.
Right. Well, he wanted a monogamous, together couple relationship, and he didn't. And you were smart to get out. But at the time that you gave them the refrigerator, you gave it to them.
No, Your Honor, I let them use it.
No, but then you said, I don't need it anymore.
Exactly, to her on the phone.
I don't care whether you said it to her on the phone. Initially, you said you could use it, and then you said, if I need it, I'll ask for it back, and you called and said, I don't need the refrigerator.
Right.
Right.
But I gave it to her.
I don't believe you. I don't believe it. It's all a bunch of nonsense anyway. You didn't pay for the refrigerator. You're out no damage. Now, let's get to the next part of it. Rent. How much rent do you think he owes you?
$137.
Okay. That's a partial rent for 1 month. But he says, she kicked me out, and therefore, I'm not going to pay the rest of the month, which was $137. Is that what we're talking about now?
Yeah, but I never kicked him out.
Then I want you to tell me the date that he left.
He left on June 22nd, 2014.
622.
2014.
And I want you to tell me, you can sit down now. I want you to tell me how he left.
I was working in Vegas, and I was on my way back. My mom called me and she told me that Brian's moving out.
You were working as what in Vegas?
I was working EDC in Vegas.
What is that?
It's a rave.
What?
A rave.
A rave?
Yes. But I was working...
Well, just a second. I thought you were on disability.
I am on disability.
What's the nature of your disability?
I had cancer.
And?
Okay, well, I can work, but it has to be part-time. I can't make more than what I get.
But you can work in Vegas at a rave?
It was only a two-day rave.
A two-day rave?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better to work in a five-day-a-week, 9-to-5 office job than a two-day rave? What is a rave?
So,
a party.
It's a music festival.
Went to Vegas to work a party.
So she worked the
yeah,
party.
It's a concert.
Worked a party for
it's
2 days. Wouldn't it be easier to answer the phone and say, "Hello, can I help you?" 5 days a week. All
right. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
It wasn't an ultimatum of not having the rent back as a result of wanting to leave. It's more of a betrayal of trust. We'd actually also
I don't care betrayal of trust. That's a soap opera.
That's fine.
That's a soap opera. That's another kind of program. I don't care about betrayal of trust.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Talina Apodaca says ex-roommate Brian Ellis cut the wires on her refrigerator. She is suing for the cost to repair the damage, spoiled groceries, and rent.
Now, you were working in Vegas, and?
I was coming home. My mom called me. She said, Brian's moving out. So I figured, okay, he's going to move out. We planned on moving out anyways.
What do you mean you planned on moving out?
We were going to move out.
Both of you?
Yes.
Where were you going?
I don't know. I was just going to move out.
Why?
Because he wasn't paying his part of the rent on time. And I couldn't deal with living with somebody that can't pay their rent on time.
You show me proof that you paid June's rent.
Yes. This is my receipt for my part of the rent.
No, did you pay his rent?
Yes.
His rent.
He gave me $200 of rent, and he still owed $137.
Right. Did you pay that
yes.
$137 for him
yes, I
to
did.
Stay there in June?
Yes, I did.
Okay, show me that.
Well, I only have the $100.
What?
I only have the $100 because the $37, I just paid it towards the landlord cash. And he only gave me that receipt. I paid him the $37 a couple days after I did that one.
Where's the check that you gave
him? That's what my landlord gave me.
No, no, listen to me. Where's the check that you gave the landlord for the $100?
I gave him cash.
Well, then if you gave him $137 in cash, is that what you're telling me?
I gave him
cash. If you gave him $137 in cash, why would he only give you a receipt for $100?
Because I gave him $100 first, cash. A couple days later, I gave him the $37. But he's not a landlord anymore. Our landlord, he's not a landlord at our apartments anymore. We got
Are you still living in the same apartment?
Yeah.
You
yes,
are?
Ma'am. Yes.
You are? And who lives with you?
A new friend.
A new roommate?
Yes.
Goodbye, madam. I can't help you. Thank you. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
The fridge was never originally hers in the first place, and...
Yeah, he cut the wires in the back.
I didn't cut no wires.
He was upset that he was moving out.
She's conniving.
I'm hurt.
Yeah, it bothers me.
Because he was my best friend.
But, you know, I can't be friends with somebody that's going to try to steal from me and be overstole.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Chasar versus Marshall. Step forward.
19-year-old Brittany Chasar is suing her ex-roommate, Dylan Marshall, for the return of 2 months' rent. Brittany says Dylan never gave her a key to the building.
Ms. Chasar, you knew the defendant through his girlfriend?
Correct.
And sometime this year, he had to renew a lease. He needed some money, and you were looking for a place to stay for a few months, according to what I read. So it was a good match. Now, you gave Mr. Marshall, according to you, 3 months' rent up front.
Correct.
$500 a month for 3 months, and he was able to renew his lease. So far, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
However, it all didn't work out well, and you left within the first month of staying there. So you want the other 2 months' rent back.
Correct.
Mr. Marshall says you chose to leave, you don't get the rent back. That's your defense.
Actually, it wasn't an ultimatum of not having the rent back as a result of wanting to leave. It was a question of a number of items that had gone missing from the property.
So is what you're saying to me, sir, that you believe that Ms. Chasar took property, so you're offsetting that from the rent?
It's more of a betrayal of trust. We'd actually also
I don't
come
care
up
betrayal
it.
Of trust. That,
okay.
Listen, that's a soap opera.
That's fine.
That's a soap opera. That's another kind of program. I don't care about betrayal of trust.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How did you expect her to get into the building?
Well, she was calling us on the night. Anytime she needed to get in, she can call us.
She doesn't have to call you when she's coming home from work, when she goes out with her friends. I'm coming home now. Could you please come down and buzz me in? That's ridiculous, Mr. Marshall.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Chasar says ex-roommate Dylan Marshall intentionally forced her out of their condo. She is suing for the return of 2 months' rent.
Now, what I'm saying to you is I want to know why, since she left, out within the first month, you are not returning the other 2 months' rent.
Because that was A, never part of the arrangement. B, it was not within the first month. It was actually after a full month had passed as a tenant in our property.
What day and month did she leave?
September 4th was the final day that she was there.
Is that correct?
It was September 2nd, and I didn't move in until August 2nd, since they said the apartment wasn't ready for August 1st. So it was a full month, which is why I'm not asking for $1,500.
On what day? So you moved in on August 2nd,
correct.
And you moved out September 2nd.
Correct.
Okay, is that right?
She moved out September 4th, and I know because the same day that she moved out, I had to file a police report for threats against us on that particular day.
Okay.
Dated the 4th on this piece of paper.
I want you to tell me, Ms. Jasar, why you moved out.
Okay, first, they never gave me a key. If I'm paying for a place...
Just a second.
I'm sorry.
They never gave you a key.
So I had an accident.
So he was living with your friend.
Correct.
Did you ask him for a key?
Yes. And said that he couldn't make a key for me. So I spoke with the landlord of the building, and they said that they could get me a key for $30 for an extra copy.
Why couldn't you make her a key?
First of all, it's false.
So it's false.
He
you did give her a key.
Yes.
Okay. What's next?
I wasn't given a key to the building. I didn't have access, so I could sleep and get to work the next day.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So they gave me a key to the apartment, not the actual building. I didn't have access to the apartment. It's an apartment.
I see. Yeah. But you had a key to the building.
Yes.
And was that key capable of being copied?
No. It says flat across the back, do not duplicate. Whatever landlord she spoke to couldn't have been ours because each unit is independently
well,
owned.
Well, how did you expect her to get into the building?
Well, she was calling us on the night. Anytime she needed to get in, she can call us and we would
let her in. Well, that's unsatisfactory.
I couldn't make a
key
legally.
Just a second. Then you can't sublet a room if you can't make a key. Certainly the landlord could have given another key. When you moved into the apartment, Mr. Marshall, who gave you your key to get into the building?
My unit owner.
So is this a condo?
Yes, they're privately owned, independently owned condos in the building, yes.
So you rent a condo from the owner of the condo?
Correct.
And that owner gave you a key to the building?
Correct.
Why didn't you call the owner and say, I need another key to get into the building because I've sublet a room?
Because I didn't realize that that was an option.
Well,
if
then who cares?
If she had spoken to someone,
calling you to get into the building is an unsatisfactory landlord and tenant arrangement. If you're renting a room in an apartment and she can't get into the building to get into the room, that's your problem. Not her problem. She doesn't have to call you when she leaves for work, when she's coming home from work, when she goes out on a date, when she goes out with a friend and says, I'm coming home now. Could you please come down and buzz me in? Or let me in. That's ridiculous, Mr. Marshall.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, what's next, Ms. Chaser?
The day I moved out, I noticed a lot of my personal possessions were missing, so I took the responsibility to call the police.
On what date?
It was September 2nd.
Can I see that, please?
This is when I moved out.
No. Just showing me when you called the police.
I don't have that. I have.
September 4th. Same day.
I don't want you to speak.
Sure.
I had the corresponding text messages between me and Helena and Dylan. This is when I said I was going to move out tonight, and it was dated for September 2nd.
What is, I stood outside Best Buy and waited, but I couldn't wait too long. Is that have anything to do with this?
I had to go get Helena's keys. When Helena was at work, I wanted to go, I was coming home from the gym, I wanted to take a shower, which I wasn't able to. So I called Helena to see if I can get her keys while she was at work. She was at Best Buy because she's a personal assistant.
So you called Helena to get a key
to get into the apartment.
To get into the apartment, because that's the way you had to get into the apartment.
Correct.
And she wrote back, I stood outside of Best Buy and waited, but I couldn't wait too long because my boss was going to get... You wrote that back to her?
I was in Best Buy for over 45 minutes with Nikita.
That's ridiculous. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. That's your 2 months' rent.
Thank you.
Pardon, excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Instead of paying child support, you and the two girls could move into the house.
Then the deal breaker.
She ran up and slugged me right upside the head.
Don't smile. It's not funny.
Judge Judy.
She decided that she was going to take things from us. I caught her red-handed with the Rolex.
The Rolex watch was mine, and I took it off the coffee table because I saw it.
When the police arrived, she grabbed the Rolex in question off the table and ran down the hall.
I was bringing it down to the police.
What does it tell me about her character? Well, it tells me that she's a very duplicitous and deceitful person.
I think they're just mad that I took it to this far, to the point where I wanted to get my money back.
Yeah, there's not really much left to say about that.
I know that I had the money to help them out to pay the lease, and that's how I paid for it. So what?